struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
All right, second date update on the 20s. We got Ronin on the line.
You keep Ronin away from me, man.
What do I feel like? Ronin is like a samurai or something.
It is Ronin. It's like that's like a rank, I guess.
Oh,
the
is
samurai
it?
Role? I don't know. But yeah, because I seen it on the show we're watching.
It just dawned upon me. That's Keanu Reeves, huh?
Yes, he was in the movie called Ronin.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
He came in as like, I don't know. The thing about the Ronin thing is like, he only half Asian.
He is.
He's like at the samurai level, bro. You know what I mean?
Sonic Boom.
Yes.
He was like the whitest looking guy in that movie, which I think I fell asleep. Like, I've tried to watch it three
or
four
times.
It
wasn't that good. It didn't leave a lasting impact on me. But Ronin is the type of samurai who has no lord or master in some cases.
Mm.
Oh.
Nice.
A lot of mercy.
So basically, he's a samurai, can do whatever he wants.
Samurai king. Yeah.
All right, well, Ronin.
Yes, sir.
Break it down for us, brother. What happened on your date? How'd y'all meet? What'd y'all do?
Well, first of all, Keanu Reeves is half Asian, but the good half. And secondary to that,
the smaller half.
Yeah, yeah. Not from the waist down.
No.
It's coming from another half Asian, trust me. Barely on the bad Asian.
Yes.
Well, anyways, I met this guy named Sean, okay? And we met on OkCupid. We went to dinner at Merriman's. Mm-hmm. Went really well. Very good-looking guy. We both live in the Ward area, so afterwards we decided to continue the date at my place.
Oh.
Had some cocktails, and then Sean went home.
And then after
tell me
some,
about it.
Had some of the same minus the tails.
Oh my God.
Dude. That's the thing. There was no hanky panky or making out. It seemed more like a getting to know you kind of date.
Why do you want to do like that mature, responsible crap dating, man? Yeah, you got to be like, hey, just have some cocktails, minus the tails.
Give
you
some tails.
Or
let's
depends,
make some
you know,
tails.
Which way you want to. I'd like some cocktails, minus the. Well, forget the first syllable of that word.
Well, I felt like it was a great date, and I've called and texted and. Complete ghoster. I have no idea why there's no response.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, sound like a good dude.
Yeah, when you guys got back to your place, and I feel like when you go on a date with someone, you know, back when I was single, and you make a concerted effort not to have cocktails at the end of the date, I feel like you garner more respect from the other
being a total
person.
Gentleman. Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? And therefore, your chances of that person calling you back
should be higher.
Yes.
Were you a gentleman when you're at your place, or were you trying to, you know, feed him some cocktails? Too many.
I was a consummate gentleman from the beginning of the date to the end of the date, so I don't know exactly why he broke things off.
And going back to Joe, you're right, because you seem like a nice guy from what we hear. Maybe this other guy wanted some cocktails
and you were down,
there's no mixologist here, buddy. There will be no cocktails provided for you today.
That could be a problem for somebody.
But maybe next time, the time after that, I'd be happy.
Visit me next time.
Yeah, mix up some cocktails for you.
I think that was an understood agreement before he came back to my place. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
We're not going to relate because you're so mature, man.
I
can't grasp your maturity level here. It's unattainable for me.
For real.
What was the guy's name? Let's give him a call, figure out what happened. Ideally, we'll get you all reconnected. If not, you'll have some closure, brother.
Guy's name is Sean. Let's see what we can figure out.
Okay, cool. If you don't mind, Ronin, just stay quiet on the other line. Let me speak you up. You say, let Joe.
Sonic,
yes.
Boom.
MJ. And I, damn it, I ran out of Street Fighter sound effects. Do the talking, we'll figure out what happened. And like I said, ideally, hopefully it end up with...
You win.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay? And then you all get some cocktails again. There you go. I ran that. That's it. That's all my Street Fighter sound effects right there. Okay, here we go. Let's give Sean a call.
Hello,
is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
Sean, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ over there.
Hey.
Good morning, brother Sean.
We got Sonic the Hedgehog in the house.
Yes, I love that one. Best one in
a long time, man.
Best one of the new year.
Yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog, my man.
Wait, are you, is it, you serious? I love this show.
Oh, hey! Good morning, man.
Go fast.
I don't watch Sean Akers. Damn it, now I can't say Sonic. I can't.
It was between that or Sean McDonald. Like Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sean McDonald. Who's the extreme Olympian?
Oh, Sean White.
Okay, that's not Sean McDonald.
I had a beer with
him. Right on. Yeah, I was thinking, okay. Well, hey, Sean, yes, it is us. I got to let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Ken.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
Yes. Happy to have you, brother.
Yeah.
So, Sean, we're calling about this guy. To my recollection, you met on OkCupid. Mm-hmm. And then for your first date, you guys went to Merriman's. I guess he lives in that area. You ended up back at his place. And, you know, you guys were very mature individuals.
Yes, you were.
Very responsible. No hanky-panky, as it was put to us.
Says, yeah.
But you haven't gotten back to him. A, do you know who we're calling about? And B, can you tell us why you never got back to him? And C, is the letter that starts with the word cocktails. Sorry, that you'll catch on to that later.
Why
that
you
was a previous conversation, yeah.
Well, I think I know who you're talking about, and is this, you're talking about Ronan?
Yes!
Ronan.
Seems like a nice guy. So we got Sonic the Hedgehog and Bone and Ronan.
Yes,
right on, yes, okay. Yeah, so he seems like a really nice guy, Sean. Are we missing anything? Is there a reason why you never got back to him?
Yeah, no, Ronan is a really nice guy. We had an amazing dinner at Merriman's. Like, we continued the date at his place. He said he had a full bar, so, you know, I kind of wanted to get my drink on, so we went back there. The house was nice and clean, and he has, like, a ton of pretty specific artwork that I was kind of admiring. And one piece kind of caught my eye. It was a yellowish-brown sculpture of a naked man holding a trident.
Hmm.
And as I looked a little closer, the statue resembled him. And I got even closer, and it was him. It was a very interesting.
Yes. Who's the king of
King Triton?
King Triton.
Yes.
So wait, he basically morphed his face onto King Triton's body, holding a trident.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a very intricate sculpture of him, a trident, and his trident. If you know what I mean by trident.
Little trident.
Yeah, so was this trident connected to his body or was it not?
Two tridents.
The big trident and the small trident.
Yeah.
Was it proportionate or was it like the famous trident, one in Italy?
Yeah.
The other trident.
Apparently it was him. He made it. He made it himself, which I thought was pretty cool. Like, it was a really intricate, detailed sculpture. I thought it was interesting.
Well,
I asked what it was made of. It was made out of wax.
Oh.
Which is cool. So I asked what kind of wax he used. He told me it was his earwax.
He made a sculpture out of what you thought initially was just regular wax, but out of his own ear. How much earwax does this man have?
How long has he been collecting this earwax?
Sean, if you don't, how big was the sculpture?
Yeah.
it was a big sculpture. It was like at least the size of a G.I. Joe. And he let me touch it. It was gross. I asked him how long he was saving it. He'd been saving that since he was a kid.
Ew.
He finally saved up enough wax to make a sculpture of his dong? Ooh, gross.
Why would you save your... Like, I get, like, kids save it, but they usually forget about it.
Yeah, don't you just throw it away? Stay,
like, but then, as an adult, you know, like, once you transcend childhood and you start getting into, like, adolescent and then adulthood, you're still holding on to your earwax from when you was a kid.
Oh, gross. Like, doesn't it dry up over time? Like, do you have to, like, wet?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how you made the trident, bro.
Yeah,
the second trident that he wasn't... Well, I'm not sure if he was holding both tridents. Depends how he sculpted it. Bro, if I'm making a statue myself,
right,
using my own earwax...
Myself.
I'm using the earwax that I got when I was 5 years old to do my attached trident. Because that thing needs to be hard.
That needs to be, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I gotta look strong in this one, bro.
Which, also, if I may, what a random thought. Could you imagine if you're doing a sculpture of yourself and it's a name naked one, having to sculpt your own trident.
Like, are you going to be generous to yourself or honest?
Generous. What are you talking about?
Or Asian.
Yes, I'm going to be generous. I'm using earwax from ages 4 to 15.
That's right, bro.
I'm using an 11-year ear span.
That's of wax.
My body's going to be a stick figure, bro. Yeah, my package, yeah, though.
I'm going to be home. Oh, yeah, you're going to be one monster. Okay, oh, so he's been collecting his earwax since a child and has since used it to make a sculpture of himself as King Triton.
Yeah, with you already kind of hinted at it, but with a generous second.
Great step. Minds think alike, yes, brother. Right, yeah. I can't fault Ronan on this one for that.
Like I said, very talented sculptor, but it grossed me out. So I finished my cocktail, and I just told him I had to work early the next morning, and I left.
You went home and washed your hands, bro.
Okay.
I mean, did you look at it and be like, well, that's kind of impressive?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, is this proportionate?
You didn't want to find out for yourself?
Yeah, like, is this real-life ratio? That's all I want to know. Because if it is, then yes, I will call you back.
Yes, I will.
Sean, hate to make it awkward for you. Ronan's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. You probably already know that. But yeah. Ronan, this what? Is a... Well, I'm not very artistic when it comes to, like, molding and sculptures, right. Painting, drawing, but I feel like an artist sometimes, bearing in mind they're not a professional artist, that there's certain pieces of art they make that they kind of want to keep hidden to themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Instead of having, well, I mean, I'm not trying to put a naked statue of me when I molded my own ding-ding.
Well, if you're trying to impress somebody, you know, yeah. My sculpture.
We've already talked about that. There ain't nothing much to impress, bro. You know what I mean? Very interesting, Ronan.
Wax on, wax off, brother.
Bro, seriously. Because of my earwax sculpture, you thought it was cool before I told you it was earwax. I thought we had a great time, dude. I guess that was a little too much for you, and I'm sorry if it was kind of gross, but it's not the grossest thing in the world. I can understand why it might put you off.
It's pretty gross. It's up there with the grossest things in the world I have ever experienced.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me make the decision for you. I don't want another date anymore. That is the dumbest reason possible. To get a hang of about somebody.
What else are you sculpting out of other, like, bodily fluids? I don't, well, you know.
Well, you know, what do you think he uses as a glue?
You need a hard casing for the outside, bro.
Here, you want to make a statue of yourself. I need about 25 years of your own earwax.
Yes, sir.
A hair dryer.
Yes, sir.
And some self-made glue. Adhesive. There's Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
And then there's Ronin's glue.
It looks like it. Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, my own gorilla glue. Oh boy. Yeah, that's a tough one. Well,
oh man.
Yeah, Ronin, I mean, have you ever heard anything back from anybody else, like friends, family that you've had over and be like, wow, Ronin,
that is very cool.
Very nice sculpture.
Yes.
What you use to make it, the materials you use, very questionable. You should probably put that away if you have like a date over, per se.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
Nobody's ever told you this is gross and you shouldn't be showing it?
No one's ever said that it's gross. I've always gotten good, like, you know, hey, that's cool sculpture. So this is the first time it's been a problem.
What about in a romantic sense? Have you ever had a different guy over and then he kind of reacted the same way Sean did?
Yeah.
No, Ronan's the one that made the sculpture here. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This is what happens when we have LGBTQ+ over here. The girl gets the guys mixed up. Go figure.
Sorry.
It's been a hang up like once or twice, but never anything this serious. But yeah, if it's a problem, then it's a problem. And I guess it's just a weird thing that I have that he doesn't want to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, Sean, if I can make an argument for Ronan, I think you brought up a good point. Everybody does quirky things.
That's right.
Some people collect really weird things.
Yeah.
Some people have weird exercise or eating habits.
Yes.
Some people collect toenail
clippings. That's correct. And everyone's got their own eccentricities, if I may.
Okay.
Right? And you know, artists, they use different mediums, and it's always like weird stuff. Like, what's his name? Van Gogh used the blood from his ear to create a painting. So, I mean, like, that's the way artists think.
For a stable relationship, Van Gogh is not a person to be like, that's good relationship material.
That's good. That's a good point. If I had a daughter, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm happy that you're marrying Van Gogh.
Good for you.
But the good news is there's a really easy solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
Ronan, could you please put that away?
Please, yes.
Referring to the statue. But
your ears.
Pull the trident. I mean,
yeah,
the real
trident can stay.
But put the sculpture away.
Yes.
Yeah,
if it's proportioned correctly.
If it's proportioned correctly, I can bring out the real one and put the sculpture away.
Win. Win. So if we pay for dinner and drinks, Sean, would you be interested in going out with the unsupervised samurai?
I don't know. It's pretty weird. Like, what other weird art stuff are you doing? Is it all earwax based? Is there something else I need to know?
We covered the glue part already.
Yeah, like MJ would say, nail clipping based.
Boogers.
Boogers. Yeah.
I'm not using any other body fluids or materials for my artwork, and that's just a weird thing that I've been doing for a while. But outside of that, I mainly use paint and charcoal.
And acrylic.
Yes.
Nice. There we go. Right on. And Ronan, just so that we can all get closure to this, have you used up all of your earwax that you've been saving since a child on this sculpture you made of yourself?
I got more building for my next one.
Okay, good. So the good news is, Sean, you ain't got to worry about another one until at least you guys are like 58.
There you go.
Jeez. I don't know. It might just be too weird for me. I'm sorry.
Really? Just can't get past the earwax? Man. Like, everything was good at, what's it called again? With Merriman's?
Merriman's, yes.
Yeah, everything was good there for you to agree to go back to his place. And it sounded like the conversation was good. If you subtracted, in other words, that sculpture from everything that you experienced on that date, would you give it a thumbs up? Meaning good thing. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
The good stuff. Right.
Would you have gone out again if there wasn't the sculpture there?
Probably.
Okay, there we go.
Solved,
sculpture's
easy.
Not there. Gone. Yeah. Boom.
Go now,
earwax used up too. There's no more left.
There you go.
You promise you're not doing any other like weird sculpture? It's just that.
It's just the Ronin glue. You got to worry about that. But that could be a good time, man. We call that a Saturday night.
We can use that as hair gel too.
Ew, gross.
There's something about Ronin.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Fine. Yeah. Fine.
Hey!
Wow. Hey. You convinced that one.
All right, Ronan, you, my friend, are welcome.
Yes, sir.
That was some hard work put into that one. Now, if Sean is actually going to follow through, I don't know. I'll be honest, because it sounds like he's just trying to indulge us right now so he can get off the phone.
For real, though. Good luck with the training.
Can you hear that? It's actually happened to me, too. Gosh, dang it.